This startup, Philly Fighting COVID, has fallen from grace since the city's health department cut ties with the group. A WHYY news investigation revealed Philly Fighting COVID abandoned community testing partners to pursue for-profit vaccinations, and its CEO took extra vaccines off-site. But why did the city hand so much responsibility to a group of college kids with no healthcare experience to begin with? WHYY's Nina Feldman reports.
On a cool October evening, Andre DeRoshan stood on the rooftop of an apartment building and unveiled his plans to vaccinate the city of Philadelphia to his staff.
All right, everybody ready to party?
He flipped through slides of colorful maps and schematics.
This is a holy Elon Musk just shooting for the heavens kind of thing. You want to have a preemptive strike on the vaccine and basically beat everybody in Philadelphia to it.
He said they'd set up five massive vaccination sites and 20 smaller ones. The goal was to vaccinate more than a million people. And he said they'd get rich doing it.
Now this is the juicy slide. How are we getting paid? We're going to be billing insurance companies. $24 per vaccine. I just told you how many vaccines we want to do. You can do the math in your head.
At the time, DeRoshan's group was a nonprofit coronavirus testing operation. He said he wasn't expecting to be needed until Philly started vaccinating the general public. But the city tapped him much sooner than that.
So good morning again. First, I want to thank the Philadelphia Department of Public Health and Philly Fighting COVID for organizing this clinic.
On January 8th, Mayor Jim Kenney, the health department, and Philly Fighting COVID partnered to host the first mass vaccination clinic at the convention center for healthcare workers who aren't associated with a hospital. But just a few weeks later, the city cut ties with the group. Health Commissioner Tom Farley said although he regretted working with them, there hadn't been warning signs that something was amiss.
So I hope people can understand why it is, on the surface, this looked like a good thing.
But the city had plenty of warning signs. Officials framed that first clinic as a way to diversify Philadelphia's vaccine recipients, most of whom have been white so far. City Council President Daryl Clark asked the health department for a racial breakdown of the patients after the clinic. In a letter, Farley told him that Philly Fighting COVID had lost the racial and ethnic data due to a glitch in the Amazon cloud. Farley also said Philly Fighting COVID seemed credible because it had a good reputation as a testing partner.
We had a lot of people we wanted to vaccinate quickly, and we had an organization that we had worked with that looked like it had the capability of doing that, and in fact did do that.
But dozens of sources who worked with the group described a toxic work culture where people were promoted based on favoritism and fired for no discernible reason. DeRoshan had a short temper and was prone to public outbursts. Because the group had few staffers with healthcare experience, best practices were often shirked. In fact, DeRoshan encouraged just that in a recent interview with Health Day.
Stop using best practices. I think the old best practices in healthcare in terms of intramuscular injections were written for a hospital visit that would take 30 minutes.
That attitude had consequences. At its most recent clinic, after turning elderly people away who the group had accidentally overbooked, DeRoshan was seen by volunteer nurse Katrina Lipinski pocketing vaccines and taking them off-site.
It definitely rubbed me the wrong way to watch Andre walk pretty openly from the vaccine area over to his belongings and packed, I don't know how many vaccines, I would guess maybe 10 or 15, in a plastic bag with the CDC vaccination record cards. He packed it up and he left with another staff member.
At first, DeRoshan denied this, but has since admitted to vaccinating friends off-site in an interview on the Today Show. He claimed the doses would have expired.
I stand by that decision. I understand that I made that mistake.
City policy is to return any extra doses to the health department. This inexperienced startup was not Philadelphia's only option as a vaccine partner. Back in November, Penn Medicine's chief medical officer, PJ Brennan, offered to help out with this exact type of effort. Here he is at a city council hearing.
Penn Medicine is prepared to support the Philadelphia Department of Public Health in any community-based vaccination efforts for healthcare workers and others outside of the Penn Medicine system.
Farley said he assumed that the health systems would have been too overwhelmed with spiking COVID cases and vaccinating their own staff to run a clinic on the weekends. But in the months leading up to the vaccine rollout, he never directly asked if they could.
I did not ask. I'm not sure whether my staff asked.
Now, Farley says he may arrange for the health department itself to staff a clinic replacing the one Philly Fighting COVID ran. That begs the question of why he didn't just do that in the first place. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.